The prunes. Once it was widely believed prunes grew on trees. The confusion was understandable, given how many of them seemed to be around. But though they could be found practically anywhere, prunes were most often spotted in clusters, pressed tightly against the gates of the nearest plum orchard looking in. There they might remain by the hour, intently watching a single plum, as if waiting for the precise moment of its fall. How full to bursting with heedless joys did they hang, those short-sighted plums, so blithely indifferent to the miserable end the prunes were positive lay in store for them. The sudden drop to the ground, followed by a rapid, disgusting decay of all that succulent flesh. Never to know the salvation of being plucked in their prime instead, and dried into a perfect prune. Had these plums no notion of the rewards promised by the prunish life? They must. Only perverse attachment to their delusions about the delights of this world could explain why the plums paid absolutely no heed to the wise counsel of prunes. As if it was of no interest whatsoever to a plum, that the prospect of its fall had drawn so many of them to gather in mass vigil. But it was certainly of interest to the prunes, so much so that they felt it their duty to focus on nothing else. News of any plums at risk of bursting with life's sunny excess quickly passed from one puckered mouth to another. In no time at all, zealous crowds had shown up once more to urge upon the imprudent plums the error of their ways before it was too late. As they pressed there together, eager to a prune to point out to every plum what fate awaited it, the intensity of their own commitment to the task frequently caused these models of the wrinkled life to grow a little warm around the edges themselves. As a result, moist patches started to appear on many, first only here and there, but then, as they began to spread, in a thin, sticky film from top to bottom. After a certain point, it could be nearly impossible to separate prune from prune in the heat of these vigils, when they cleaved to one another so tightly in their ardent mission, ceaselessly pouring forth their witness to the folly of each and every plum, stewing in the juices of their own certainty.